National English Competition for College Students. Level C Mock Test 1. Part 1 Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Then read the four choices marked A, B, C, or D and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Good morning, Hudson College. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Raul Martinez. I'm calling from Panama. I would like some information about your English courses.
Yes, of course. What would you like to know?
Yeah, I saw your ad in the Gazette for intensive English courses. What are the dates for advanced business English courses, please?
That course runs from June the 24th until August the 7th.
June the 24th till August the 7th. Right. And how much does it cost?
Tuition is $1,200, but that doesn't include room and board.
$1,200 plus living expenses.
That's right.
And how many hours a day does it meet?
Advanced Business English? Just a second. Yes. It meets 15 hours a week. That means you'll need a student visa. We will send you the forms you need for that when we get your deposit.
I see. They're morning classes, I suppose?
Actually, the advanced course is in the afternoon, from 1:30 to 4:30.
Oh, 1:30 to 4:30. And 5 days a week, right?
Yes, sir. Monday to Friday, afternoons.
I see. And is there a lot of homework?
Well, it really depends on the instructor.
Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation. Then read the four choices marked A, B, or D and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Why are some people prepared to risk all while others are happy to sit at home watching TV? Here the morning to talk about the strange phenomenon of risk-taking for the sheer excitement of it is David Viscardi, a psychologist who specializes in risk. He has recently written a book, The Risk Phenomenon. David, why is it that some people seem to crave adventures and excitement?
Many of us live in a world which has eliminated risk and tried to guarantee safety. This emphasis on safety at all costs starts to sensation seekers of our time. Many people still need excitement and find normal everyday life much too dull. They turn to risk sports as an escape.
Are you saying risk sports like bungee jumping or whitewater rafting have a beneficial side?
Oh, yes. These sports empower people to overcome fears that inhibit them in their real lives. When you do a risk sport, you force yourself to do something very scary, but at the same time you learn that being frightened does not mean you are out of control. Lots of people say they would like to start a business, for example, but they don't have the courage. Risk sports help them develop courage, a sense of being in control, even in the most terrifying conditions.
Which is the most popular risk-taking sport?
Probably bungee jumping. 1.5 million people worldwide have tried it. You can jump from a crane, a bridge, or a hot air balloon. You are attached to a length of elastic rope and experience an hour before being slowed by an increasing pull on the ankles, which becomes a firm tug as the elastic is pulled tight. Bungee jumpers say there is a moment when they think they'll die, and then there's a fantastic rush of adrenaline which hits them like a blinding flash.
Is this what makes people take these extreme risks, the thrill of releasing adrenaline?
People's need to experience risk is certainly affected by their physical and psychological makeup. Some individuals, such as extroverts, tend not to get anxious very easily. Other types of people are easily made anxious and tend to avoid sensation. Extroverts are more likely to seek out sensations so they can experience a level of excitement in the body which makes them feel good. They tolerate anxiety or uncertainty better and are more adventurous. Most of us enjoy risk to some extent. We enjoy riding a roller coaster at theme parks, for example. It's just the degree of risk we will take that counts.
Section B. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
11. In recent months, a string of countries, from Japan to Switzerland, Colombia to Israel, have tried to drive down the value of their currencies. Some experts call it competitive devaluation. Others, though, argue that it is nothing short of a currency war, and far from boosting global recovery, it threatens to undermine it. So concerned are policymakers that the issue looks set to dominate talks on Friday at a meeting of finance ministers and central bankers.
International baccalaureate schools began decades ago as a way to teach the globe-trotting children of the international diplomatic corps. Now, IB schools welcome all kinds of children. The program combines what are considered to be the best teaching techniques, a rigorous curriculum stressing writing and analysis, and an international perspective. The program also breaks down the proverbial classroom wall. Teachers are required to compare notes and plan classes together. That's the best practice that IB schools have adopted because it develops teachers' skills.
An underground train derailed at a station in central Paris, injuring 23 people and just missing another underground train standing on the opposite track. French emergency services said the train was traveling at 35 kilometers per hour when it derailed as it entered the station. No one had been killed and no one was trapped in the train during the accident. Ambulances rushed to the scene and doctors began treating casualties in the station and at a nearby cafe. Some people have broken limbs and others have suffered bruising. No one was in critical condition. It was not known why the train came off the tracks.
An international study has discovered why some people who eat a high-fat diet remain slim, yet others pile on the weight. Researchers found in some people, a high-fat diet causes the brain cells to become insulated from the body. This prevents vital signals, which tell the body to stop eating and to burn calories through exercise, from reaching the brain. The team from Monash University, Australia, said the findings provide a critical link in addressing the obesity epidemic.
Will Congress and President Obama find a way to avoid the fiscal cliff? What came to be known as the fiscal cliff was really a series of automatic tax increases and government spending cuts that were scheduled to take effect at the start of the year. The reason U.S. government has too much debt. Now, the President and Congress could have avoided that fiscal cliff by coming up with the compromise, a different plan to reduce the debt. But as of yesterday, still no agreement.
Section C. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, answer the questions using no more than 5 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Look at an atlas. How are mountains shown? Where are the highest mountains? A few mountains stand alone, such as Mount Egmont in New Zealand and Mount Kenya in Africa. Most mountains are found in long chains called mountain ranges. The Pennines, the Cambrian Mountains, the Alps, the Andes, and Rockies are examples of mountain ranges. The highest mountain range on the Earth is the Himalayas in Asia. In order to understand how mountains are formed, we need to know what the inside of the Earth is like. The Earth is made up of layers of rock. The outside layer of rock, the one we live on, is called the Earth's crust. Beneath the crust is a layer called the mantle. Near the top of the mantle, some of the rocks have melted and are a liquid like sticky tar. Because all the rocks around it press on the mantle, the molten rock tries to force its way out. If the molten rock does find a weak spot, it bursts through the Earth's crust, forming a volcano. Some mountains were made by volcanoes. The Earth's crust is made up of large pieces called plates, which fit together like the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. Some of the plates carry continents, others carry oceans. The plates move slowly, floating on the molten rocks of the mantle below. As the plates move, they push against each other, slowly pushing up the rocks in folds to form mountains. India used to be a long way from Asia, but gradually the plate with India on it moved closer to the plate bearing Asia. The rocks in the sea between India and Asia were pushed up in folds that now form the Himalayan mountain range. That is why it is sometimes possible to find seashells near the tops of the Himalayas. Many other mountain ranges, including the Alps, Rockies, and Pennines, are similar great folds of rock. While some plates are pushing together, others are moving further apart. Europe and North America are slowly moving further apart. Each year, the Atlantic Ocean is a few centimeters wider. As the rocks move, they often crack or break. These breaks are called faults. Sometimes, great blocks of rocks are pushed up between two faults. These blocks may be so large and high that they form mountains. Some of the highland areas of East Africa are block mountains, so are the Vosges Mountains in France, and the Sierra Nevada Mountains in the western United States. Block mountains often have flat tops. A flat-topped highland is called a plateau.
Look at an atlas. How are mountains shown? Where are the highest mountains? A few mountains stand alone, such as Mount Egmont in New Zealand and Mount Kenya in Africa. Most mountains are found in long chains called mountain ranges. The Pennines, the Cambrian Mountains, the Alps, the Andes and Rockies are examples of mountain ranges. The highest mountain range on the Earth is the Himalayas in Asia. In order to understand how mountains are formed, we need to know what the inside of the Earth is like. The Earth is made up of layers of rock. The outside layer of rock, the one we live on, is called the Earth's crust. Beneath the crust is a layer called the mantle. Near the top of the mantle, some of the rocks have melted and are a liquid, like sticky tar. Because all the rocks around it press on the mantle, the molten rock tries to force its way out. If the molten rock does find a weak spot, it bursts through the Earth's crust, forming a volcano. Some mountains were made by volcanoes. The Earth's crust is made up of large pieces, called plates, which fit together like the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. Some of the plates carry continents, others carry oceans. The plates move slowly, floating on the molten rocks of the mantle below. As the plates move, they push against each other, slowly pushing up the rocks in folds to form mountains. India used to be a long way from Asia, but gradually the plate with India on it moved closer to the plate bearing Asia. The rocks in the sea between India and Asia were pushed up in folds that now form the Himalayan mountain range. That is why it is sometimes possible to find seashells near the tops of the Himalayas. Many other mountain ranges, including the Alps, Rockies, and Pennines, are similar great folds of rock. While some plates are pushing together, others are moving further apart. Europe and North America are slowly moving further apart. Each year, the Atlantic Ocean is a few centimeters wider. As the rocks move, they often crack or break. These breaks are called faults. Sometimes, great blocks of rocks are pushed up between two faults. These blocks may be so large and high that they form mountains. Some of the highland areas of East Africa are block mountains, so are the Vosges Mountains in France, and the Sierra Nevada Mountains in the western United States. Block mountains often have flat tops. A flat-topped highland is called a plateau.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.